Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 165 of the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. You know, we're the only show on the internet that's approved for doctor's offices. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who have a very impressive combined record of 134 prostate exams.
Doug.
I've got 133 of them, and I'm Kevin.
You know, I've said some pretty nasty stuff over the last year with these intros. And you both had no problem just saying your names on this one.
We care about our health. And if it takes a prostate exam to make sure that we live on this earth a little longer, we're willing to do it.
Yeah, I don't understand what the problem is with this. I have my colon is in tip-top shape.
Every week?
Well, I've only had one. But he's had 133, so.
Oh, yeah.
Clean as a whistle.
Oh, man. Should I tell this story? Yep, going to do it. Committing.
just go for it.
So, okay, so I think
Kanye West over here.
I think I've told you guys this story before. So I had some problems down there. Some problems, issues. So I go into my doctor's office and I say, you know, hey, I'm having some issues.
Pooping.
And
is it pooping or is it ejaculating?
No, it's not an ejaculation. It was in the butt. And so she goes, and it's a she, and she goes, okay, well, let's go take a look. I said, what? She goes, oh no, we'll go take a look real quick. And okay. So take off your pants and turn to your side. I said, okay. And then the nurse comes in and sets down this dildo looking device that's hollowed out, and it's the size of like a penis, and I'm like, what the fuck is that for? And then there's this giant bottle of lube, and I'm like, oh god, no.
And so
you know, at first they go, okay, well, we're just gonna check it out, and so they spread me apart and they put a finger up, and I'm like, and then she goes,
not bad.
What you expect from a longtime girlfriend. And then she goes, all right, now we're going to shine some light up there and check it out. And I'm like, what with that thing over there? Yeah, we have to. Okay. So she on the top of the tip of it. And then she goes, Jeremy, you're just going to have to relax. And then here's something that I didn't think I would hear from anyone, but like if I ever got kinky enough with a life mate. Jeremy, you're going to have to stop clinching, okay? This is going to go much easier if you don't clinch. And so, it got stuck up there, and they shined lights in me. I felt like I was being probed by an alien. And this was two chicks, by the way. It wasn't like a male doctor, so I was, like, so embarrassed. And now the world knows, so enjoy.
They saw your taint.
Yeah, they did. They saw your taint.
Yeah.
They probably saw a little bit of some balls.
Yeah.
I'd say they saw bottom nut at least.
They probably saw some bottom nut.
Yeah. They got everything. And then they're like, well, you look fine. Here's some pills.
Chewie says, and this is a quote from one of the doctors. He's quoting here. You have a malleable asshole, Jer.
This is true.
They both know.
Yeah.
As of next Friday, not this coming Friday, I probably will see it.
Mm-hmm. Everyone does. Come to Texas, see Jeremy's butthole.
That's part of it. Everything's bigger, including Jeremy's butthole.
The stars at night
are big and bright in Jeremy's anus. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeremy's stink star is big and bright.
Oh, shit. So if you like our banter, if you like what I hear, and if you don't like what you hear as well, you can...
Bye. Probably didn't make it this long.
But you can always subscribe to us on iTunes, and we thank our wonderful sponsor, Audio Boom, for hosting us. And, of course, Stitcher Radio, you can find us all there, and soon Google Play. We have went ahead and submitted our podcast. They just opened up Google Play for podcasting, so we'll be entered into there for a random drawing to be on the network, whatever. So you can always follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. Now, including Twitch, we stream every Monday. Come look at our pretty faces and see us record live. So you can also get some extra great content from Patreon. I know we push it every week. I know everyone's probably tired of it. But listen, it helps us out. So we're going to push it a little bit. It's just a little bit. Open up your ears. Open up your wallets. As little as $1 a month, you can have some incredible pre-show content and post-show. The pre-show stuff has been so good lately. You would not. You have to go back at least 2 months because we've really put together something pretty incredible. Every episode, we pretty much go off script, and we have a skit every week, and they don't know what it is. I just start talking, and then they have to improvise, and it's been pretty fun. So for as little as a dollar a month, you can get that. So. Yep. Also, a quick plug. Here's some big news. I contacted my rep over at Audio Boom, and we're going to add two new shows to the 8-Bit Geek podcast network. We're going to be adding Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives. They're going to get their own channel, their own iTunes channel, and that should be set up here in the next week. And also, 8-Bit Legends will be getting its own channel along with its own iTunes subscription and all that good stuff. So both shows, look out for them. It's gonna be great.
Yay. Awesome. We did it. We're expanding as a network. We've made it, guys. We can quit and go home now.
We don't need the money. We've got channels.
Our work here is done. Peace out, Blizzard. All right,
bye. We get paid in content. Time to retire.
That'd be nice.
Well, every week we like to kick off the show with something called Misconnections. We take real ads from the Misconnection section of Craigslist and read them in funny voices. These are completely real. They're slightly edited, but we make it funny. We can't make most of the stuff up. It's 99% real. Like, we only add little ad libs things. So, you know, you've heard it before. You know what I'm talking about.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
I just realized there's a lot of silence for our listeners. Yeah. Our people at home got to watch us kind of just like slow jam out to this, but
the listeners didn't hear anything.
Yeah, it was just like, wow, this is a really long silence. This is music playing right now.
Yeah,
a whole lot of no talking.
This is a good intro.
Yeah.
Okay, we got of course our main man Sean. He's in the house in the hizzy. What up, Sean?
What's up, my main fools? I was going to say another word that would have not been appropriate.
Sean, it's good to see that we finally get to see your face.
That's, I know, right?
That is not my face in this picture. Listen, that's my roommate, Dante.
Hicks?
Nope. Gosh. He wishes he was that cool, but alas, no. This dude's just a big fucking nerd. However, he let me use his picture because he figured that he'd be more likely to pick up a woman than this mug.
All right. So let's kick it off. What you got?
This is to the nerdy girl I met at Dragon Ball Z Battle of Gods premiere in Brunswick, whatever state that is, Maryland. I don't fucking know. What's M.E.?
You travel so much, Maine. You know, it doesn't matter.
Man, I was close. I was on the East Coast. I was, it's like, you know, whatever. So, okay. No other details about myself this week. But we all know, depends on what I had for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
In August of 2014, we were both dorky enough to go to Dragon Ball Z Battle of the Gods on the release day. We chatted before the movie, and you talked all through the movie.
What a bitch.
Listen, if she wasn't so fucking cute, I would have slapped a bitch. But I just couldn't stop smiling. Not because of the movie, but because I enjoyed your company that much. We connected on some spiritual level. But I was in a relationship at the time and didn't think it would be proper to ask for your number. I don't remember your name or what you look like.
Wow, Sean.
Listen, what I remember the most is I had a raging boner for like 6 days afterwards. So it must have been, she must have been hot. I just don't remember.
Must have been seriously drunk. I don't remember anything about this woman.
Yeah. Your dick went Super Saiyan.
Yep.
I get it.
So I don't remember what you look like, but I do remember that the smiles that you gave me have been a light in the darkness ever since.
Well, wouldn't you have to remember what she looked like if her smile is something you remembered?
Well, I just remember the joy it brought me in my pants. Not making friends with you was one of my biggest regrets. I doubt I'll ever find you again. But the impression you left on my heart and my mind and my penis is worth trying. Yours truly, Sean Benes.
I'm sorry, Sean. I felt bad for you there, you know? You always look for love, and you find these stories like this, and... Oh, fuck, your heart must be a battlefield.
It is. And my body's also a wonderland.
Fuck, you knew it! You knew where I was going with it! Yes! Hashtag John Mayer!
Hashtag Sean Mayer.
Hashtag fuck Kevin. One day, Kevin, you will come to love that man. Okay, my turn. How you doing? You know, my name's Johnny. From New York. It's whatever. This is from the J Train Gates, 11:50-ish. Male for woman, Gates and Broadway, okay? 26. Hey, I saw you on the train. You had ripped jeans, you had freckles, and you gave me that dumbass smile while I was leaving the car. I was wearing that long coat, had a red, white, green messenger bag. I also have a comic mustache. Hit me up, Gabber Cheek, okay, Chica? Bye.
Chica?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I have a feeling like maybe they know each other. Like, this one kind of reads to me like you, because like you're not gonna tell some rando chick like you gave me that dumbass smile.
Yeah, that's what I say to all the girls.
No, I don't think so.
A girl comes up to me and I'm like, hey, how you doing? And then she's like, smiles. I go, ha, that's a dumbass smile. And then I fucking sink them, hook, line,
and then
sink
you go
em.
Right to missed connections on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Hook, line, sinker, baby. That's how we do it in New York. All right, whatever. Moving on. Kevin.
Yo, I'm going to bring Velvet for this one, man.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go a little off the script if y'all don't mind.
No, I do. Everyone minds.
Get comfortable.
Everyone minds. Please don't.
Let me tell you about this one time.
No.
I was 37 years old.
No, we don't. No.
I met this big girl at Walmart. This one's over in Overland. Mm. Male for women, of course, because that's the way I roll. When I was 33, I went with, you know, male for whatever, but you know, that's a different time. That's my college years.
Kevin, are you actively trying to get out of doing misconnections?
Check it out. I saw you in the parking lot around 7:30-ish p.m., not a.m. I don't wake up that early.
Of course.
4:15:16, if you know what I mean. That's like 2 days ago.
Yeah, we know the date.
Check this out. Getting you and your kid in the car. White Subaru Forester. License plate 73. I forget the rest.
You can't do that on here, man.
I'm just saying, I got a pornographic memory. What can I say, baby?
Pornographic.
Check it out. You got a blue shirt, black pants. You got some dark ass hair, but you got a big ass and some thighs. Like drumsticks. Then I saw you a little later driving on Overland, Federal Way, and I couldn't catch up.
You were trying to?
I would love to talk, baby. As well as talking, I want to do naughty things to you. I want to lick your toes. I can't stop thinking about that body. I want you to describe me and my car.
That's the way he gets turned on.
You start talking about my 86 Hyundai. Ooh. Barely gets going.
They didn't even have. Did they have cars?
Oops, I gave away my description. So I guess any of you ladies can get hold of me.
Now I need.
And
to
another
see.
Story. Let me tell you about when I was 17.
No.
You said right. your first Hyundai was an 86.
Conversations.
Let's see. Okay, they came out. They started in 1967.
Yeah, see?
There you go.
Now, hold on. But when did they come to the U.S.?
Baby, I brought one over from Japan. I drove it.
Jundar has commented on the hat that Kevin's wearing while he's wearing this, which is a come-and-go hat, which is a gas station chain in the southern United States. So
I wouldn't say southern. I got it from Iowa. That's not really southern.
You see a lot of them southern in the south. Though. Southern Midwest to south of the United States. You don't really see them a lot. Like... I'm like the West.
1986. So spot on. Good job, Velvet.
I don't lie about my cars, baby.
Good job. I'm impressed. Okay, you guys want to talk about a little bit of news?
Yeah.
There was some movies that came out in the office books.
Office did books?
Did you post those? Are they in our notes?
Yeah. Don't you see them? Mm-mm. So. let's see.
Oh, there they go.
Let me resolve this.
Yeah.
We'll do number five here. Zootopia made $8.1 million. And you know what? The new movies, let's just talk about the new movies. Barbershop The Next Cut made $20 million for number two. And then number one, making $103.3 fucking million dollars, is The Jungle Book. And I'm doing a review of The Jungle Book. I went to go see it. And this movie is fan fucking tastic. Like, John Favreau did a great job.
Favreau, how hard is that to say?
Dude, it's not Favreau. Okay?
Favreau. Yes, it is.
Did Marky Mark just show up? Okay.
Brett Favreau. It's the same thing.
Favreau versus
Favreau. Yeah, that's what we're saying here. Favreau. Oh.
The worst.
he may have been a good director, but remember him in PCU when he was just a fat stoner? Tell me you guys have seen PCU.
It's been a long time.
He was the fucking...
Is that the one with the punk? Is that the punk movie?
No. PCU is with Jeremy Piven, of all people. It was basically a shitty version of Animal House.
No,
I haven't.
He played a huge stoner. I think his name was like Blotter or something like that.
He's done a great job. Like, okay, so he essentially... I said this last night to my buddy that I went to go see it with. I went to go see it with my family and then a couple friends. But, like, okay,
yeah,
so...
Thanks for the invite. I mean, you know, it's cool. I'm not fucking
you
doing anything.
You would not... If I asked you to come up, you'd be like, meh, not making that drive.
That's probably true.
So, he essentially started off the Marvel Universe with Iron Man, right?
Yes.
And now he's starting off the new animated to... The animated to
live action
Disney films. Like, I know that there's some live actions, but this is the first, like, you know, there's been like a fucking million Cinderellas, but this is true. This is the first, like, you know, because we're getting Aladdin, we're getting fucking Lion
King. Are they
King.
Doing Aladdin?
Yeah, they're doing Aladdin. They're doing a whole bunch. They're like remaking all of them into live action. So this is the first one.
I couldn't remember if Aladdin was one of them. I know that, like, yeah, I know they've said like Snow. So Cinderella's getting one
again.
No. Yes, yeah. Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast is getting.
Beauty and the Beast are getting one. Pinocchio. No, Pinocchio's already gotten some.
Yeah. Just make his nose grow, and it's gonna make
some of that wood.
You got some of that wood.
That growing wood.
Tell me a lie, Pinocchio.
I can't remember if Aladdin. But yeah, Disney's doing like a.
Yeah, they're essentially just doing what they did with the Marvel films and
Little Mermaid. Well, Maleficent is like a spinoff; it's like a sequel, sort of thing. It's from a different.
But
point
this
of view.
One, this one, just massive. Okay, so I told you guys last night. You may not be interested because no one responded, but the technology in this like fucking blew my mind. Everything looked so real, and I know that the movie. What's that movie with the monkeys? They take over the world.
Monkeys.
Indiana Jones. The Kingdom of the Crystal
no,
Skull.
No. Wrong. Wrong again.
Oh, shit.
Nailed it. Planet of the Apes. So Planet of the Apes like has some really impressive monkeying around in that movie with the CGI, but this movie absolutely like took it to another level. They did some the technological leap that they show like is just it's mind blowing. You have to see this movie just for the tech alone. Yeah. I really felt for these animals by the end of the film, and it had the classic songs and it had some classic shots. So great job, John Favreau.
Oh, goddamn. Okay, so question. Mm-hmm. In the trailers, they did not like advertise or give away like any of the music except for like the one shot of them floating down the river and them doing the Bare Necessities song. Is the music from the movie, the original movie, in the like all throughout, or just that like one scene?
Does anybody want me to spoil this?
No. I mean, I want to see it, but no, I don't think you're gonna spoil it. Like, okay.
There's a couple songs from the animated movie. So oh my god,
he knows, he's just trying to be a troll.
Ding! And when they come on, your heart just like fills with joy because you're just like, oh my god. And they casted the perfect fucking, it's the perfect cast. Like, it's I didn't believe, like, Christopher Walken but then all of a sudden he came on screen and he started talking and I was like, oh fuck yeah, like nailed it, like fucking nailed it.
Who did he play? Did he play like Baloo or something?
No, I'm Baloo. No. That was played by
your boy.
Yeah, my boy.
Our
boy from Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Who's not in any movies?
Mm-mm. Bill Murray.
Harold Ramis.
No, Bill Hader. Harold Ramis? Oh.
Yeah.
That was a joke grenade for me. I was like, he took me a second.
We just sat here waiting. Like,
Christopher Walken does King Louie.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay.
And so, and he actually sings. And, like, despite what we know, what he sings like on the Peter Pan live show, which was fucking terrible, he killed it in this one. He absolutely killed it. It was awesome.
Nice.
So,
anyway, I saw that they had that live Grease special on Netflix. The one that, didn't you watch the Grease one?
Yeah, I watched that. That was really good.
And I saw it was on Netflix. I was like, oh shit.
I'm not a big fan of musicals, but that film I could watch just over and over again. I absolutely love Grease. It's a great film.
It is. It's a fun one.
Yeah.
It's also kind of like, it's a little dated.
It's a pornographic movie.
It's a little like, I can't believe my parents let me watch this as a kid. Like, it makes sense because you're like, oh, it's a musical, it's not that bad. But then you listen to the lyrics and you're like, no, they literally just asked him, did you rape her?
Yeah.
Bruh, did you rape her?
Did she put up a fight?
Yeah. Like, listen, I wanna know if you boned. I wanna know. Most importantly though, did you rape her? Like,
yeah, seriously.
Who knows if you did? But like, I really want to know. That's the most important thing. I ain't getting my rocks off until I know if it was rape.
Doo doop, boo doop, boo doop.
That's all I said. That all of what I just said is a verbatim. His whole verse.
yeah.
It rhymed a little better.
Yeah, it rhymed a little better when they sing it.
Tell me, was the sex consensual?
Did it feel real great?
Was it real tight?
Was there a mutual bond? Were you both able to achieve maximum climax?
Did she ask you to bite? Boo-doop. Boo-doop.
Were her last words spit in her mouth?
God damn it. Taking a turn. And by taking a turn, it's off the fucking side of the mountain at this point.
I would love to see that. Like, I want to do a parody of that. What her last word? Spit in my mouth.
Spit in my mouth. Jesus. You guys have, I think we've talked about this before. Pete Holmes, Batman.
We talk about it like every fucking week. No,
it's so that way. This is, the new listeners are like, wow, this got dark. Listen, we're making a joke.
Yeah.
And someone else's joke, making fun of Batman.
But are
at
we?
At this point, Pete Holmes might as well just come on the show and just recite the lines.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, let's get him. Maybe we should hit him up.
So
Pete Holmes, we know you listen to us. Come on, join us.
AMC did some real dirty shit here this past week.
Well,
they didn't do any dirty shit. The CEO just may have...
He's a big dumb.
So, okay, last week he said that they're going to start testing, letting people talk, text in theaters. And saying because the millennials, you know, that's just what they do. Like, that they want to text in the theater, and that's how they watch movies now. Well, that shit just blew up in his face because everyone got onto him. Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, YouTube.
And everyone texted him to let him
everyone
know.
Texted him too. So, yeah, so they came out with a statement saying, "Dear AMC guests, we're committed to you. With your advice in hand, there will be a no texting allowed in any auditoriums, AMC theaters, not today, not tomorrow, and not in the foreseeable future." So, yay.
No, they should have like special auditoriums for it and just call it like the douchebag cinema. And it's like, all right, cool. Hey, if you want to be a douchebag and text during a film or talk loud or anything, hey, go in that room and do it while other people are doing it. That way you can all be locked in a room and you can all get pissed off at each other in interrupting the movie and fight each other and let Darwinism take its fucking place.
I had a bad experience with a cell phone user during Batman vs. Superman. He was sitting right next to me, and every 10 minutes he checked his phone. Now, I looked at his phone. There's nothing going on. He's literally looking at the screen. You know when you have that compulsive need to look? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what he was doing. And normally I would have said something, but he was a bodybuilder. Like, he was really buff. And I was like, not gonna start this one. I was like, I'm just going to deal with this. I was like, not going to go down that road.
It's one of the best parts about, like, the Alamo Draft House, though. Like, like, and there are theaters and stuff. I think we may have talked about it in text, I don't remember, but like their staff is trained because it's kind of like a movie tavern or one of those like movie grills and stuff. Like, you know, you get food and stuff, but they are trained to be silent and proficient. Like, they come in, they take your order, they get the fuck out, they're quiet, they don't interrupt the movie, and you are not allowed to talk unless you're talking to them, and you're not allowed to text. And if you're doing either of those and anybody like catches you or complains or whatever, they kick you the fuck out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And like, they permaban people like all the time because people go in and they're like, oh, what's the big fucking deal? I'm just texting my buddy. Like, yeah, that's clearly 100% against the rules here. Like,
people pay $30 minimum to come see a movie these days. I don't want to fucking see you texting or hear your goddamn mouth in comments.
Yeah. Right, right.
And there were some good points also brought up. Also, like, well, what's to stop someone from being like, I'm totally filming this movie right now, and then they come up and they go, oh, no, I'm just texting. And, like, someone just sitting there recording the or pirating the movie, like... You can't like control that.
Yeah. So this was dumb. I think we had something before where one theater was gonna be like they're gonna put like a tweeting section in, and that where you can get together and tweet in the certain section. That failed as well.
Yeah, well, it was kind of the same idea, and I don't know if it was AMC or what, but that one was like, yeah, you bring in your tablet and like you like log into like the server thing, and you talk to and you like text talk people in the theater, and you talk about the movie and what you enjoyed, and we were like, that's just everyone staring at their screens instead of the screen, and two, like, if I ever did that, I would go in and immediately post the end of the spoiler or the end of the movie. I would go into that chat room with all those fucking dickbags and go, you know.
In Titanic, the boat sinks.
Yeah, the boat sinks. Jack dies. Mm,
damn. Does he?
Now, that's a real spoiler. Yeah.
Fuck, Snape, man.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
Ooh, I got one.
Oh, shit, Kev. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit, Kev.
Doug. Oh, no. You really did it.
Huey, thanks for that Harry Potter box set that I don't even need to watch anymore.
Oh, no.
Huey, you can get a refund from Jeremy at the 8-Bit Geek or Doug at the 8-Bit Geek.
I didn't do anything. It was Doug. Oh, my God, Doug. How dare you? You see how spoilers hurt friends? This is how spoilers hurt friends. Well,
hey, I mean, you know what, though? It's been like 10 years. You should know about this already.
Oh, here goes that line.
You know what, though? He's going to have no emotional...
You know, the movie's been out 10 minutes. You should have already seen it by now, so, yeah.
not even the movie. The fucking book.
You know what? This is just like
a person who reads.
This is just like...
Yeah, with that coming, go ahead. Yes.
Wait, yes, I do?
Yeah, you look like a reader. Look at it. Like, you clearly spent a lot of time at the library. Mm-hmm. Conversing about the classic.
He comes and goes. Okay.
Oh man, the chat has turned on you, Doug.
Oh, get a fucking live chat.
God damn.
Oh my god.
Alright, so let's see here. Sorry, Kevin, man. I'm sorry. Man, that sucks. It's kind of like when my friend found out that Han Solo dies in Star Wars.
But Kevin hasn't seen that yet either!
No!
There you go. Trilogy ruined. We're just going to label this week's podcast, spoiler alert, everyone fucks everything.
What other ones can we come up with?
I don't know. I'm sure there's more.
Oh, shit.
What's a movie you haven't seen yet, Kev?
What's a recent one?
What's Rosebud is a sled.
I don't even know what the fuck that one's from.
Citizen Kane. God damn.
Okay.
Vader's, oh, right. Vader's another movie Luke. I'm not going to go see now.
Yeah. Vader's Luke Skywalker's brother. Father.
What? Man.
Father.
Father.
I tried a little to switch it up.
QE, it's not going to be a Marilyn Monroe massacre. She wasn't massacred. You might be thinking of Sharon Tate.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson. Oh my god.
Okay, let's move on. Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart may star in the Jumanji remake.
Oh, spoiler.
Yeah, Jumanji's a board game.
Yeah.
Why do they keep getting The Rock to like do remakes? Like, first, remember we were talking about Big Trouble in Little China, and now we're seeing Jumanji.
Well, no, and he's also doing the
Twins.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Just kidding, but he should.
He should.
It should be the
with
two of
Kevin
them.
Hart.
It should be the two of them.
And it's sad because that actually makes fucking sense.
Like
too.
That should happen. This shouldn't happen. That should happen.
Yes. There you go, Hollywood. Fuck Jumanji. Dude, go ahead twins. And remake Twins
with a
and
Z.
I want to have The Rock have a horrible Austrian accent too.
I'm your twin brother, Julius.
And let's see, he's also doing Baywatch. So they've rebooted Baywatch. So, you know.
Please tell me he plays Pam Anderson.
He does.
God, I hope so.
So I don't know how I feel about that, because I feel like that film is a kid's movie, and Kevin Hart isn't really like a kid star. He's got a potty mouth. Well, I mean, he's the size of a kid, but he's not like, you know, he's got a potty mouth. He's known for his potty mouth. Potty poop mouth. Yeah. Well, I guess he is a child. Like, he acts like one too. He like always runs around throwing his arms up. Going, hey. Mm-hmm. So maybe he will. Maybe he'll play one of the kids in the movie. But I don't know. You can't really replace Robin Williams in that role. Like, it was just almost too perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
So it'll be tough. It'll be real tough. Let's see. A bidding war has erupted over a live-action Pokemon movie.
Yeah.
And so all the studios are coming together, and the front runner right now is Legendary Pictures. So they may get it. Is it going to be an animated movie? I guess nobody knows yet. No, it's a live action. Live action, yeah. Says right there.
They've already done some animated movies.
Yeah. So that'd be kind of cool, especially seeing all the monsters in CGI.
It depends on how they do them, right? Because there's like the, well, what if they just make them like super cartoony anime?
Yeah.
CG?
But there was that.
Not as like super cute, but that's probably what they're going to do. But at the same time, like, dude, I want to see like a Charizard that actually looks like a fucking dragon.
That'd be cool.
Well, yeah. Okay, so there was this artist who did, there's this artist that did these recreations of the Pokemon characters. Mm-hmm. And I gotta find his artwork, but it looks really, really legit. Like, if they base the designs off of something that, you know, real world monsters and you know, things like that, I think it could look really cool.
Yeah, I just think that they, you almost, you would alienate some of the fan base, I think, if you like went too far away from their original design, because people yeah. like them because of their it, design and stuff.
If it starts looking like fucking Godzilla yeah. shit.
I've seen some where they do. They kind of have like that really, like designs where they have like that like dark realistic kind of, you know, mm-hmm. like monsters, like they're supposed to be, like monster look to them, where you're kind of like that's terrifying. If I ran across that in the wild,
like, if that came me. Out, if that came out of a fucking ball, you would shit yourself. Go, and then this giant monster just is like, and it eats your head off, because they come out of balls, Doug. You know the Pokemon balls.
Yeah, sorry,
gotta catch them all.
I got a text about something stupid. Yeah, like that. Oh shit! If you're in the
hey, welcome back
stream in the stream right now. Kiwi just posted a picture of like this realistic looking Charizard. Like that in the movie would be dope as fuck. So if you're in Twitch and you want to click that link, click it. It's badass.
Let's see.
Badass.
So okay, they just announced a new Jump Street, and it's called Men in Black 23. Huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'll be down for that.
Who's fucking in on that shit? Like, I'm so in. They're perfect. Mm-hmm. Like I love the Men in Black, the first two. I didn't like the third one, but first two were great, and I love the first two Jump Streets, and I think they'd be funny as shit in fighting off aliens and meeting aliens and being aliens.
Being in aliens?
Being around them. It's just nobody's as excited as I am about that. Think, Doug.
Inside of an alien?
Well, you could wear
one. It's like a reverse alien?
You could wear an alien as a suit.
They burst out of an alien's chest?
Yes, where's the galaxy? Like, you know, like that.
Kingpin.
No, he wants to fuck an alien is what Jeremy is saying. He's just dancing around the subject, little fucking sombrero hat dancing around it. He wants to fuck an alien.
Okay, who didn't see Avatar and want to fuck an alien after that?
Me.
I didn't want to do anything after Avatar. That movie was horrible.
No, what I wanted to do was go find, what's his face, the director. What's his name? We're going to talk about him here in a bit.
Cameron Diaz.
Diaz-Jones. What's his name?
It's Cameron. James Cameron.
James Cameron. James Cameron Diaz. I want to find James Cameron Diaz and punch him for saying he's going to make four more movies, because that's what they're saying they're going to do. Because it's fucking terrible.
Well, the first one was supposed to be out already. It was supposed to be out this year. The second one. Because no one remembers the first one, so we just called the first one.
The second one was supposed to be out this year. Yeah. And remember, it got pushed back.
Yeah. Yep. And so now it's coming out in 2018, followed by one in 2020, 2022, 2023. So you're going to get five Avatar movies, because he said there's too much story.
I don't remember anything about the story in
there was no story.
It was Pocahontas, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like Pocahontas meets Ferngully.
Yeah, Ferngully. That's a better reference.
Yeah. No one remembers the story for that. They just remember it was cool. It was a cool 3D experience. As far as like writing goes, it was complete shit. I don't know how it made that much money. Mostly probably because everyone would see it in theaters for the visual experience. And it sold fucking 3D TVs when those were a thing.
You got to think, like, it was like, oh, it made billions and billions of dollars. It's the most, like, highest grossing movie of all time. Well, yeah, of course your movie's going to do that when the only way to see it is in fucking 3D. Mm-hmm. Like, and your tickets are $15. That's twice the price of a normal ticket. So let's scale it back, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much should it make now? Let's see. Michael Keaton is being eyed for the villain in the new Spider-Man Homecoming movie. And there are reports saying that he would be who, guys?
Vulture.
Yeah, that would make perfect sense, especially after Birdman.
Yeah, I say do it. Do it, Kevin. I mean, Michael.
I'll be right back. I'll go do that.
Okay. Make it happen. Okay, so this next one is a little bit dear to my heart because, I really like the books. The Dark Tower is based on the Stephen King books.
You read a book?
What?
You read, like, hold on, wait. Not only did you read a book, you read, like, nine books?
He was thinking about doing it.
I read the first page of The Gunslinger. Like,
I pretty much got an idea.
It was delectable. The whole series was phenomenal.
It was just phenomenal. Let me tell you. It was a very hard read, like very hard. And I did. There was a lot of parts that I really enjoyed, but it definitely was. I fell asleep a lot, but it was a really fantastic series. And it's being made now. Like this has been years in the making. So it used to be okay. So every fucking big time filmmaker was attached to this. He was going to do a miniseries and a movie. It was going to be like three movies, and then one movie, and then continue as a miniseries on TV. Like, it just didn't find its funding. It didn't find its footing, but now it has. And the director, whose name I'm about to butcher, is Nikolai Arcel, and he was a big fan, I guess, of it. And it combines science fiction, horror, and fantasy, and just it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. It's going to be good stuff.
Yeah, and like their casting has been pretty fucking awesome as well. Our other boy, what's his name?
Matthew.
Oh shit, he was on Luther. He's on the show Luther, and The Wire, and Idris Elba. Uh-huh. He's been cast in it. They just casted Jackie Earle Haley.
Yeah,
he's
gonna be in it. Yeah,
and then there's someone else. There's another big name that they cast.
He would make a great cowboy. Yes.
Huh?
Jackie is gonna make a great cowboy. Like if he's, they said it,
who was today, and I don't remember the name off the top of my head. Oh, you know what? We'll just go to their IMDb real quick. You guys just kind of fill in some stuff.
Okay, so a part of the book that really like stands out to me, and I hope that they include it, was
McConaughey was the other guy.
It was right there. I just said right, Matthew. Right, right,
did you? Oh, did you? Yeah. I missed that.
There's this part in the book, in the first book, where, you know, it's been a long time since I read it, so excuse me if I'm missing anything, if anybody's read it recently. But the gunslinger goes into town, and I think it's these ghosts that appear and start fighting him. And it was, I mean, it from what I read and everything that happened during that fight, I can only picture in my mind how it would look on film. And I hope that, I mean, this is a big, like huge miniseries, I mean, series of books. So I don't think they'll get to include everything, but that one I hope makes the film. It was badass. Like the whole thing, like in my mind, just, it was fucking awesome. So yeah. Anyways,
he's going to be playing a character named Sayre. S-A-Y-R-E. S-A-Y-R-E. I don't know if you knew that character from the book. But yeah, Idris Elba as the gunslinger. Matthew McConaughey as the man in black.
Oh, God, the man in black. Always on his heels.
Yep.
So, let's get into some gaming.
Woo!
Okay, so GameStop went ahead and said that they are not a publisher. They're not going to be publishing anything. And then a month later, they start a publishing label. And, so they signed, it's called Game Trust.
Their logo, I can't tell if I'm offended by it or not.
It looks like
Japanese.
It looks like a fucking, like,
oh yeah, definitely. Character. Besides that, it looks like, oh God, I can't think of the brand now, but it's a shitty brand. Like
FUBU?
No. It was like a mobile publisher, and I can't think of their I can't think of the name.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. It's
Ravio? Ravio?
No.
The people who did the Angry Birds.
He's thinking of it's a really popular one. Like really popular one. Right?
Kind of, yeah, because I mean that logo shows up.
It's like
up
the
a lot.
Number one, and I think it is, I think you're talking about, here it is right here. Game Loft.
Yes. It looks like Game Loft, especially the font. The font even looks like Game Loft underneath.
So they've actually signed some pretty big hitters. Ready at Dawn, Insomniac, and more. So fuck me, man. Like, yeah, okay, so if you don't know, The Order 1886 was developed by Ready at Dawn.
Yes.
And then, of course, they've got Frozen Bite, Tequila Works, Insomniac. And Insomniac put out a lot of PS4 games.
Yeah, Insomniac, Ratchet and Clank, wasn't it?
Ratchet and Clank, yeah.
Ratchet and Clank, and they also did, what's it called? If I'm not mistaken, the Resistance series.
So,
I'm really confused. Wait, okay, so what are they, hold on, but what are they doing?
They're publishing the games that, okay, so they said that.
Yeah, Insomniac Games. Okay, I was right.
Yeah. So they're just going to be distributing the games from the developers with the creative with the creators retaining all creative control. They're going to operate separately from GameStop. They said this is a largely ignored space. Honestly, we're not going to be looking at big $15 million plus franchises right now. We're looking at smaller games and launching them at times of the year where we stay away from the massive fourth quarter craziness. So
yeah, they say that now.
Yeah, they say it now. But they'll jump at a chance to make $100 million in a day.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Are they just public? They're just publishing.
They're just
games.
Publishing games.
So yeah. They're the publisher, basically. So think of them as like a shitty EA or a, you know, Activision or Ubisoft. Well,
that's what I thought. That's what I thought we were talking about. But I'm like that doesn't make sense for GameStop to get in this. Like, what the fuck are they doing? Are they trying to like compete with like Steam or something? Like, this doesn't make sense to me.
No, they tried that and it was awful. Then they gave up and they just started
putting
out Steam
codes. What did
they
buy? They bought GameFly, right?
No, they bought an online like a Steam type store, and they tried to run it. And like I said, they had their own like GameStop app and everything for downloading PC games, and it was just a huge fucking failure. So they ended up just selling Steam codes.
That's funny. Yeah. So they're into it. When they said they weren't going to, but obviously they made some money on their first game that they came out with, right? Or is the song? Oh, I guess Songs of the Deep is their first release, and it's out on July 12th. So,
oh, okay.
So we'll see how it goes, but they're in for now. I mean, obviously you know that their stores are going to lose money. They've already started to incorporate a lot of the Think Geek stuff into their stores, and so you know anything they can do to make money, this is just another step in that direction. So.
Once again, they're trying to get ahead of the curve because they know that physical sales of video games are really starting to go the way of the dinosaur, especially with such great digital deals. So they're trying to get way ahead of the curve and not end up being like a record store or like a Tower Records or, you know, a Circuit City of sorts.
Well, that's the other thing is like, why would they get into publishing now when a fucking developer can just release in 5 to 10 years, it's just gonna be like, all right, well, it's just digital release, we don't need a publisher, we'll just, oh, here we go, done.
They're gonna still need to make marketing decisions. Yeah, publishers do a lot for a developer. I mean, it's obviously they're like pimps. I mean, they're just advertising for them, but you think of advertising, marketing,
and I
getting
guess
it out to the masses.
And I guess that does include like probably anything that they publish is gonna get front store space and
yeah,
shit like
and
that.
Then fronting the money too. I mean, developers don't just come into money unless they kickstart something. I mean, basically somebody's got to fund it. So GameStop's got money, so they're going to fund this in return for obviously for back.
Do they have money?
Yeah,
no,
dude. I mean, they're still buying people, and
it's,
you know,
it's
like
they're,
I said,
buying people.
They're still buying companies. Pardon
they're like,
me.
They're like fucking buying people. They're like, hey, we need you.
But the thing with GameStop, like I said, as much shit as I've always talked about them, they're very smart with their purchases. They've got a lot of people up top that they're being futurists about this, and they're trying to figure out where the business is going, and they're going with it. Thus, why picking up ThinkGeek, why they're picking up, you know, publishing, is because they know eventually that's going to go that direction. And you know, they make mistakes just like everyone else does. I mean, but they're coming around. You know, they can't make money if they don't try.
Fuck them. So somebody already figured out how to play Oculus games on the Vive.
Yep. I knew it was gonna happen.
That didn't take long.
No.
Holy
someone
shit.
Who was I guess just smarter than them.
Yep.
That's how it goes, right?
That's how it goes. So I guess Ryan is much smarter on this than we are about how it works, but there is there was something like there was a lockdown of a DLL that locked down all the the store that you couldn't fucking transfer it over, blah, blah. Anyway, somebody fucking did it, great job, and everyone else gets to play it, cool. Moving on. There is a new Xbox One coming, and it might be the slim model, and we may hear about that in June. There's an FCC filing that suggests that it's going to happen. But I mean, that's how it works, right? Every couple of years, it's, you know, a new model comes out that's cheaper to make. It's smaller because the parts get smaller. You know, no, you're not going to get 4K. Sorry.
Meh.
Oh, there's your Doug meh of the day. How many do we have an over under?
We need a fucking sting, like a little like sting that plays or whatever.
No, we need to have a contest for whoever can whenever you say meh and we take caller number 7 and they win an all inclusive trip to their Steam library where we give them a game.
Okay.
When's he gonna say that? I'll create a little panel on the website and it just says meh giveaway and then just have the details. Listen for when Doug says meh on an episode, win a game.
That's right. Fuck yeah.
Be the 30th caller and say you love Doug's dick and you can win
what?
Borderlands 1 Game of the Year edition.
No. Why do we always go that way? He's saying meh, not dick.
Yeah.
Anywho.
That's just what Kevin, when Kevin looks in the mirror and he looks at his dick, he hears me say meh. Meh.
That's pretty accurate.
Fuck. That was, he got you good there.
He always does.
Wop, wop.
Okay, so Batman Arkham HD Collection it's been leaked. We're getting one, but here's the problem with this. There's only 2 games in the collection. It's not the full collection. Like, you can't call it a collection. It doesn't include Arkham Origins.
To be fair, that was made by a different developer.
I know, but then what about Arkham City? No, not going to include that. So all it has is Arkham Asylum and it has Arkham City, Arkham Asylum. What was the latest one that just came out?
Arkham Knight?
Yeah, Arkham Knight. It should include that.
Well, I mean, I guess you should include it in the package deal, but at the same time, like, what? This shit's already HD, man. Like,
yeah.
But these were already
except
HD.
On PC.
Well, on PC, they're HD. Yeah. Okay, so this is coming out at some point, and that's cool. I mean, it's coming out. The release date is set for June 10th. I think it's too soon for an HD remake of that one.
Yeah.
Or an HD upscale, whatever the fuck you're going to call it.
Of which one?
Of this series. I think it's too soon. They're not releasing anything.
Well, they're just making it so you can play it on the new consoles without having to make them backwards compatible.
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing that they're doing with Red Dead. You know, like Red Dead back in February, like for like an hour was available for backwards compatibility on Xbox One, and if you download it, you can play it offline. Like they took it down. They're like, oh shit.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, speaking of,
but I think the reason why is because I think that instead of making it backwards compatible,
they're gonna make HD.
They're gonna do an HD release.
I think
I will rebuy that
in June. Oh my god, I will too. So in June, I think we're gonna get the announcement of Red Dead Redemption 2 because the map leaked, and it looks to be fucking 100% genuine. Because if you take the old map and put it up against the new map, as you see on the bottom here of the screen. It matches up perfectly with the new map, and so it's going to be pretty incredible. I think the map's huge. It's way bigger than the first game. There's people who are working with the devs that have come out and said yes, this is a real map of it, and why not? Like, that's got to be their one of their top selling games ever. Like, everybody's been begging for it, and if they do an HD. This is how I thought. Doug thinks or thought or said that it may have come out 2016. I think they're going to do the HD version for 2016, and then they're going to bring the new game out in 2017 or 18 if it gets pushed back, maybe. But
well, I was just saying that the original rumors were like when they started talking about this last year. Like the rumors of this game's existence, Red Dead 2, began at Gamescom, maybe 2014. It's been a bit. It's been a while. And because one of the developers for Rockstar was there, and then they said something like, yeah, like, no, it's totally happening. You know, it was one of those, like, someone's like, hey, is this going to happen? Like, yeah, it is. We're working on it right now. And so then after that, they're bugging them, and I guess something slipped or, you know, whatever. The rumor was late 2016, like in quarter 2016. And so now that we're there and, like, this is leaking and there's a lawsuit going on right now with one of the former, CEOs or some shit of like Take-Two Interactive or whatever the fuck the name of that company was. Like, there's stuff over Red Dead 2 in that lawsuit and about it coming out soon. So, like, they know it's happening. And there's all this talk about them announcing something at E3. But yeah, I don't think it's going to happen this year because I think it's too soon for the amount of time that they've given us. But the last Red Dead again was announced in like 2009 Gamescom and came out in May 2010. Like, so that's in October to May. Like, that's when they announced it. That's when it came out. That's 8 months or whatever. Yeah. So
that'd be exciting. I mean,
or they could pull Fallout 4, where they did Fallout 4, and they announced it in June, and it was out by October.
Yeah, but that was built on on an old engine. They were just like, man, here you go, I'm done.
But I mean, like, I Grand Theft Auto 5, they had 6 years to work on this game.
Yeah,
and exactly, they had GTA 5 is like, you know, and it's, I don't know, it's base to build off of. That's how true. Well, that was. So.
That is our show. But before we go, we want to say goodbye to a wonderful woman in Hollywood.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Rain. Bye, Rain. You're no longer part of our network. Just kidding.
Oh my God.
Damn, Doug.
Damn. Fuck.
She earlier said, I wouldn't, it's not worth a win to say I love Doug's anything. So get the fuck out of here, Rain. It was nice having you. We'll find another host.
No, Doug, no. No, no, don't go. No. Doris Roberts has died at the age of 90. That's sad. If you don't know who she was in Everyone Loves Raymond. She played like every mom. You would know her from, if you're, you know, only watch geeky movies, she was one of the mothers. She was a grandma in fucking...
In Grandma's Boy.
In Grandma's Boy.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that was such a great role. I love the scene where all three of the grandmothers smoked pot.
What?
Wow.
What? Was that an accident? Did you, was it a slip of a...
Jeremy hates me.
No. It's like, all right, cool, Kevin's talking.
It's not Velvet Jones.
I haven't done it in a while. You got to give me credit. I haven't done it in a while. All right, that's our show, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to go and stream some games here. Doug's going to play something. I think I'm going to try to get in some gaming. I think
I'm going to get in some gaming, too.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, what are you something with butter.
What are you going to play?
I don't know. You got any ideas?
I've got one.
Head games?
And I... What? Anyways, thanks for tuning in. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin. Christmas Vacation.
Are you trying to steal my fucking shit?
What?
Oh, yeah, she was in Christmas Vacation. No, she wasn't. Was she?
Yes, she was.
Oh, she was. Yeah.
She was like one of the aunts or whatever. I don't think she's a grand. No, maybe she was a mom. No, she may have been Clark's mom.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't Clark's mom. She was, I think she was, what's her name's mom?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, but yeah. Oh, shit.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. That's our show. So if you're using sandpaper, use it wisely.